Turns around, runs like hell, bolts. Adios, plows down the aisle, knocking old ladies out of her way like the running of the bulls in Pamplona. And guess what? She's got the next victim all lined up. She's turning another body on the spit.
Okay, Italics, here we go.
Today is a day of profound introspection. I have been accused of using this column to direct bitter diatribes at the opposite sex. This uncomfortable accusation has plunged me into at least 15 minutes of serious reflection, from which I have emerged with the conclusion that, yes, I traffic in female stereotypes.
But how can one blame me when every time I step out my front door, I meet fresh proof that the female archetypes are alive and well? The mother, the virgin, the whore, the crone, they're elbowing you in the subway, stealing your cabs, and overwhelming you with perfume in elevators.
Well, perhaps in fairness to the fair sex, I do need to broaden my horizon and add some new goddesses to the pantheon.
I would like to nominate for deity the cheerleader. Ah, the cheerleader, the co-ed, and the man-eater, the last of which concerns me most today.
In ancient Greece, this fearsome female was known as Erinus, the devouring death goddess. In India, she is Kali, who likes to devour her boyfriend Shiva's entrails while her yoni devours his dot-dot-dot and never mind. In Indonesia, the bloody-jawed man-eater is called Ragma.
You notice these are all countries without cable. And in Hale, Maryland, where she helps run the family hardware store, she's known as Miss Maggie Carpenter, Akka, the runaway bride.
What is unusual about Miss Carpenter is that she likes to dress her men up as grooms before she devours them.
One antique hot water handle with the hot still on it. Guaranteed to fit any American standard cast iron tub with a 4-inch cinder mount. Made between 1924 and 1938. In other words, Mr. Paxton, I think you are out of the doghouse with Mrs. Paxton.
Hallelujah.
I'll see you later. I'll put it on your charge.
You know, there's a possibility she hasn't seen this yet. I mean, maybe she just hasn't picked up a paper, you know what I mean? Or not.
I'm Maggie.
Earl, you don't need an air conditioner. You need an attic fan. There's more in the back, huh? What?
So, Meg, you've seen this, huh?
Yes, I've seen it. And it is the rudest, most offensive joke anyone has ever played on me. You guys, how long did this take you? Where did you get it done? You're both creeps, by the way. I should disinvite you.
Maggie, you told us no bachelorette jokes, so we didn't... Holy moly.
Bag. She's gone. Bag.
She's gonna go.
Here's the bag. Breathe.
About the less than flattering article about their native daughter, Maggie Carpenter. Her bridal exploits were taken to task by New York columnist Ike Graham in USA Today. Mr. Graham called her.
Dear editor, greetings from the sticks. Perhaps you believe that a rural education is focused mainly on hog calling and tractor maintenance rather than reading. Why else would you print a piece of fiction about me and call it fact? I suppose Mr. Graham was too busy thinking up slanderous statements about how I dump men for kicks to bother with something silly like accuracy in reporting, which is understandable because with a man-eater like me on the loose, who has time to check facts?
Hey, Francis, lunch today?
No, I'm going to the bank.
Sure?
Sorry.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm going to put in a good word for you.
No, that's okay. Don't mention my name in there.
That's why I was surprised to find Mr. Graham's editor was a woman. Call me a sentimental fool, but I sort of hoped we man-eaters could stick together.
Anyway, I'm just dropping you big city folk this little note to say that I have thought of a ritual sacrifice that would satisfy my current appetite. Ike Graham's column on a...